السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، قال جل وعلا في كلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله الظالمين، ويفعل الله ما يشاء. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in his book in Surah Ibrahim, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make firm the feet of the believers, will make firm the believers. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ, with the word which is a word of firmness. Where will Allah do this? فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will make the feet of the believers, Allah will make the believers firm through the word which is the word of firmness in this life and in the hereafter. وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ ظَالِمِينَ, and Allah will make dhalil, the people who make zulm, the transgressors, Allah will humiliate them. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing anything, whatever He likes. What is al-qawlu thabit? The Mufassirin have said that the qawlu thabit is the kalima tayyiba. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the qawlu thabit. And by inference, because this is the kalima that we recite to enter Islam, qawli thabit by inference also means iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make firm the feet of the believers by means of their iman. Not by means of their wealth, not by means of any strength, not by means of any material gain or material strength of or whatever force. Allah will make the believers firm by means of their iman, by means of the kalima at-tayyibah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make firm the feet of the believers fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, in this dunya and in the akhirah. What is the meaning of making the feet firm in this dunya? The first and foremost meaning of making the feet firm in this dunya is to put the feet of the believer on the path of hidayah, on the path of right guidance. First and foremost, because without guidance there is no belief, without guidance there is no Islam. So there is no question of any other interpretation before the interpretation that keeping the feet firm means keeping the feet on the path of guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La tahdi man ahbabta, walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah said to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide the one you wish, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide whoever He wishes. This ayah is an ayah of rahmah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not to be interpreted as an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is na'udhu billah admonishing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, this is an ayah of rahmah. Allah is saying, do not worry, don't be aggrieved, don't be in grief that people are not being guided, that people are not following what you tell them to follow. Allah said, don't be worried about that. La tahdi man ahbabta, Allah has not given you the power to guide. Your job, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ, your job is to convey clearly what has been sent to you. Other than that, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِمْ جَبَّارٌ. Allah said, you have not been made jabbar on top of them. You have not been made to force them to do anything. You have been merely sent as a warner. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And you have been sent as a rahmah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So do not be worried if they don't follow you. Wallahu yahdi man yasha ila siratil mustaqim. And Allah can guide whoever He wants on the path of guidance. So what is the condition for Allah to guide? What is the condition for Allah to guide? Who will Allah guide and who will Allah not guide? The condition for Allah to guide is, Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The condition of hidayah is at-taqwa. It is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. The condition of guidance is taqwa. Allah does not guide people who are al-fasiqoon, people who are rebellious. Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah. Allah said, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah does not guide the people who are rebellious. Condition of guidance is taqwa. Condition of misguidance is rebelliousness. So we began with looking at the kalima tayyiba. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ ثَابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُظِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. The kalima tayyiba. Now what is the shart? What is the condition of this kalima when you enter Islam? What are the shurut, the plural of shart? What are the conditions of this kalima when you enter Islam? The shurut of the kalima are three. The shurut of the kalima are three. There are three conditions which must be satisfied for a person to enter Islam. What are the three conditions? Iqrarun bil lisan. The person must say that kalima with his tongue. Wa tasdiqun bil qalb. And must confirm that kalima in his heart. Wa arkan wa amal bil arkan. And the actions of the person that come out from his limbs must be in line with the kalima. What are the three conditions? Al iqrarum bil lisan, wa tasdiqum bil qalb, wa amal bil arkan. The person must say the kalima with his tongue or her tongue. They must confirm the kalima. They must have complete faith on the kalima tayyiba in their heart. And the amal bil arkan, the amal that comes out from their hands and feet, the words that come out of their mouth, must be in line with the kalima at-tayyiba. This is the condition for entering Islam and for remaining Muslim. How do we know that? We know that because if, for example, I'm looking at the amal bil arkan, I think the issue of iqrar bil lisan wa tasdiq bil qalb, we understand. But I'm looking at amal bil arkan. How is amal bil arkan? How is it a condition of iman? I'll give you the proof of that. If a person by his action, for example, a person goes and makes sujood on a qabr, with the belief that he is going to get some benefit from the person who is buried in that grave, then is that person, does that person remain in Islam? No. That person has gone from Islam. If a person, if a Muslim takes the life of another Muslim, if he murders another Muslim, does he remain in Islam? He has not only committed murder, he has also committed kufr. Because to take the life of another Muslim is kufr. I'm talking about amal bil arkan. If a Muslim, by his amal, goes and worships before anyone other than Allah. And this is not a very strange thing, because we, may Allah forgive us and may Allah forgive the Muslims. Every once in a while we see pictures in the newspapers of people with Muslim names who are making sujood before this idol and that idol. So does that person remain in Islam? No. The amal has taken him out of Islam. If a Muslim in whose care are orphans, or even if the orphans are not in his care, but a Muslim, if he takes away the right of the orphan, for example, if the orphans are entitled to some wealth which they have inherited, and this Muslim takes that and uses it for himself, what is the hukam? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran about that? Fi butunihim illa an-nar. Allah said, in their stomach is nothing but fire. Let us look at what happens to iman because of our tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has prescribed certain punishments for certain things. And if a Muslim says that this punishment is too harsh, I think in today's world this punishment is outdated. What is this cutting of the hand and this and that, and these are all old-fashioned things. Does that Muslim remain a Muslim? Because he has denied the ayat of the Quran. A Muslim does not pray. Amal bil arkan. Time for salah comes. He hears the adhan. He does not go to pray. Somebody tells him, brother, please come for salah. He says, nahi, wo theek hai. अरे ठीक कैसा है, अल्लाह का हुक्म है, अल्लाह ताला नमाज फर्ज करे, अल्लाह नमाज के लिए बुला रहे, तुम नहीं पढ़ते, बोलते ठीक है, ठीक कैसा है? व्हाट इज रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से अबाउट दैट? बैनना व बैनहुम अस्सला व मन अरदहा फकद कफरा औ कमा قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. He said the difference between them and us, meaning the non-Muslims and the Muslims, is as-salah, is the namaz, is the salah. فَمَنْ عَرَضَهَا, the one who does not do it, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, truly that person is a kafir. So a person has not prayed, deliberately he has missed how many salah? One salah. Deliberately the person has not prayed one salah, the person has exited Islam by his action. If he dies without making tawbah, he will go into the hellfire forever. I am not making the fatwa. This is the fatwa of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One salah. A person by his tongue, he may even pray sometimes, but a person by his tongue may say, nah, salah and all is okay. You know, salah means dua. So if you make dua, it's enough. It's not really fard. What has happened to that person's iman? Gone. Why? Because by his tongue, he has denied one of the arkan of Islam. He has said salah is not necessary. A person says zakat is not necessary. A person says zakat is to be paid only once in your lifetime. Once you have paid zakat, that is over. I don't have to pay zakat again and again every year. What has happened to that person's iman? Exit. Why? Because what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us about zakat? That zakat is on the mal, on the wealth which is liable for zakat. Zakat is liable every year. The point I'm making for you, my brothers and sisters, is that the kalima, Allah said, Allah will make firm the believer by means of this kalima. But this kalima comes with shurut. The kalima comes with conditions. The kalima comes with things that have to be satisfied before we can say that I am a person of the kalima. And if you do not satisfy those conditions, then the kalima will not do any good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with four jobs to do. What did Allah say? Yatulu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikma wa in kanu min qablihi fi dalalim mubin. Allah said before that they were misguided. Four things. What are the four things? Yatlu alayhim ayati. To recite for them the ayat of Allah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, to recite that. Tilawa. Yatlu alayhim, to recite for them the ayat of Allah. Second point. Wa yuzakkihim, to purify them. Internal purity and external purity. Yes? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and to teach them the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and wisdom. What is the meaning of hikmah in the istilah of the Quran? The problem, unfortunately, today is that we don't know the first thing about Arabic. We pick up an English translation and we read the English translation and then we make istinbat of ahkam from that translation. We extract rulings from that translation and then we go around throwing fatwas on this and that. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What is the Quranic istilah of hikmah? Wisdom is the English translation of the word hikmah. What is the Quranic istilah of hikmah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word, he used two words, ilm and hikmah. Ilmun wa hikman. Allah used this word with regard to many anbiya. About Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah used this word. About Musa alayhi salam, Allah used these two words. In both the cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the meaning of the ayah, that when they reached maturity, Allah gave them knowledge and hikmah. What is the meaning of knowledge as far as a Nabi is concerned? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about how to grow vegetables, or is Allah talking about how to take care of sheep? What is the meaning of knowledge? It is the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the meaning of hikmah? Hikmah is the means, the way of application of that wahi in life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said that Allah sent this Quran, Quranan Arabiya, even that, now if you take this word Quran Arabiya, you see the translation is the Quran is in Arabic. Don't we know that? What is there to say? What is the meaning of Quran and Arabiya? Quran and Arabiya is also used in the istilah of the Quran, meaning complete clarity, a kalam of total and complete clarity. Hilman wa hikman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with four things. Tilawat of the Quran. Whatever kalam has come on you, recite it for them. Who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the kalam for? People who know Arabic or who don't know Arabic? People who not only know Arabic, but people whose Arabic today, if you want to study the Quran, and if you say, I want to become an alim of the Quran, I want to become a mufassir of the Quran, to make tafsir of the Quran, the standard of Arabic that you have to reach is the standard of Arabic of the people who used to speak Arabic during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The standard of Arabic of the Sahaba. It's not the Arabic which is spoken today. There is a, alhamdulillah, in Arabic there is not much of a difference. But if there is any doubt, you go back to the inferences and to the meanings that were extracted and which were narrated by people like Abdullah bin Abbas and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma, because those people are the standard to judge even the language. Now those are the people before whom the Quran was recited. Then what is this business of purification? Allah said, "Yuzakki him." Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did Allah say in the Quran, what is the meaning of purity? Did Allah say, what is external purity? What is internal purity? Did Allah teach us how to do this and how to do that? Allah taught us something about the wudu. But Allah said, make ghusl. Did Allah say, how to make ghusl? So what is this purity? It's a condition of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuzakki him. There is no time to explain all of this here. Inshallah, when there is an opportunity in the classes, I will explain this in great detail. I just want to put some pointers because I started with the ayah of the importance of the kalima tayyiba and the conditions of the kalima. Yuzakki him. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitab. Allah is saying, teach them the book. What are you going to teach them? Today we read an English translation of the Quran and we feel that we don't need anyone to teach us anything more. There, they were the Sahaba who were listening to the original from the blessed tongue of the one on whom this kalam was revealed. And Allah is saying, it is not enough to recite it to them. Please teach it to them. I am not speaking hadith here, I am speaking Quran. And this ayah did not come in one place, it came in several places in the Quran. Allah is saying, teach them. Teach whom? The ones to whom you have already recited. The ones to whom you recited in their own tongue. The ones who are completely and totally capable of understanding what has been recited to them. Allah is saying it is not sufficient to do that. Clean them first. Then teach them this book. And then teach them al-hikmah. What is al-hikmah? Teach them how to apply this in their lives. The Quran did not come for sawab. The Quran did not come for you and me to carry it on our head when we are entering a new house. The Quran did not come for us to give this as a gift for somebody who gets married. The Quran came for amal. The Quran came for practice. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Rasulullah, my Nabi, teach them how to do all of that. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not do it himself? Nauzubillah. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send the Quran, which is 10 times in size, instead of 600 pages, it can be 6,000 pages. Allah has no, there's no limitation on the number of pages of the Quran. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not describe the salah in detail? First you make takbir, tahrima, say Allahu Akbar, and then you put your hands here, and then you make recite sana, then you recite surah Fatiha, then you recite some other part of the Quran, then you make ruku, and in the ruku you make this tasbih, and then you stand up, and then you make this dua, then you make sujood. Do not make sujood before ruku. Sujood comes after ruku, and after, and not one sujood, one sajda, make two sajda, don't make three sajda. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah did not do any of that. What did Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the salah to his Nabi, and his Nabi said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli aw kama qal, alayhi salatu salam. Allah taught the salah to his Nabi, and what did the Nabi say? Pray as you have seen me pray. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli. Pray as you see me pray. Did he say pray as Allah taught you in the Quran? Allah said Aqimus Salah many times. How is this Salah to be made, the Qiyam of Salah, how is it to be done? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enough Qudrat, Allah knows enough of the language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limit on the number of pages. Allah could have explained all of this in detail. Yes or no? Why did Allah not do that? Allah did not do that for one very, very important reason. And that reason is the part of the Kalima Shahada. That is why in Arabic we do not say Shahada, we say Shahadatain. We don't say Shahada, we say Shahadatain, we say the two Shahada. What are the two Shahada? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. If somebody says, I believe in Allah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, is that person a Muslim? No. No. That person is not a Muslim. A person will become Muslim only if he says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. The condition of iman is to accept Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah, as the Rasul of Allah, as the final, last and final Rasul and Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To establish the importance of the Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately revealed his word in two ways. The wahi al-matlu', the wahi which is recited in salah, and the wahi ghair matlu', the wahi which is not recited in salah. What is the evidence of that? The evidence of that is in Surah An-Najm, where Allah said, "Wa ma yantiqu 'anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha." Allah says, "My Nabi does not speak anything of his own desire. He says only what we have revealed on him." To establish the importance of the Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, establish my salah. We say, yes, ya Allah, we are ready. How shall we do it? Go ask the Nabi. Go ask the Nabi. No, ya Allah, your book is enough for me. If the book is enough for you, then you will never be able to make salah in the whole of your life. And if you do not make salah, what happens to you? وَمَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. Surah Mudassir, they will ask, how did you end up in the hellfire? وَمَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. They will say, we were not among those who used to pray. I'm not narrating hadith, I'm narrating the Quran for you. Let all those people who call themselves Ahlul Quran and they negate the hadith, let all of them who call themselves Ahlul Quran and they negate the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand that if you are truly Ahlul Quran, then you will follow the hidayat that came from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will follow the hadith and nabawiya. You will accept and you will respect the position of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the maker of the law. What is the proof of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hashr, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Without any boundaries, Allah said, whatever my Nabi gives you, take it. Whatever my Nabi orders you, do it. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he stops you from, stop. Bada Quran ke upar shaan hai, Quran ke upar bada naaz hai. Padho Quran. Padho Quran. And what about the ones who obey Allah? To establish the position of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about the ones who obey Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبُدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah revealed in Surah Al-Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything which is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever is inside you which is hidden or which is visible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account for this. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And whoever Allah wishes, Allah will forgive. And whoever Allah wishes to punish, Allah will punish. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do whatever He wants. See how the original Ahlul Quran. Who are the original Ahlul Quran? The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. The people who heard the Quran, who heard the tilawat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sat at the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand the tafsir of this kalam. They say the Sahaba went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will hold you accountable for whatever is seen and whatever is hidden. Meaning Allah will hold you accountable for what you speak. Allah will hold you accountable for what you do. Allah will hold you accountable for what you think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for what you desire. They said this ayat was so heavy on us that the Sahaba went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to pray and we pray. Allah ordered us to give zakat and we give zakat. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He will hold us accountable for what we think and what we desire. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we have no power over what we think. Thoughts come into our mind without our control. If Allah gives us adab for this, how will we survive? What will happen to us if Allah gives us adab for this? Why did they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this? Are dimag kharab ho gaya to kaun kya karega? Why did they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was the ayat not clear? They went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they understood the maqam of the Nabi. They understood that it is not sufficient even to know Arabic to understand the Quran. Forget about understanding in English or Telugu or whatever else you understand it in. Even if you know Arabic, even if you know Arabic at the level of native speakers of the time of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not sufficient to understand the Quran and make tafsir of the Quran without the help of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm saying this not because I want you to hear. I'm saying this because I want Allah to hear. And I make Allah my witness. And I make all of you my witness. That we reject those who reject Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That we reject those who reject the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reaction? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed face became red with anger. He said, "Do you question the order of Allah? He said, are you going to be there like those who came before you? And when something was revealed to them, they said, samayana vasayana, we hear but we will not do. He said, kul. Samayana vatana ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. He said, say, O Allah, we hear you and we obey you. We hear you and we obey you unconditionally. We hear you and we obey you whether we understand that or not, whether it is logical or not, whether it appeals to us or not, whether we like it or not, anything, unconditional. We samayana wa atana, we hear you and we obey you. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. O Allah, forgive us. And to you is our return. Who said this? Whose words are these? The words of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, قُلْ سَمَعْنَا وَعَطَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. See what his Rabb does. See what his Rabb does. Subhanallah. We want to understand Islam today without having the love of Rasulullah in our hearts. We want to understand Islam today without having the adab for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. قیامت تک نہیں آئے گا اگر اللہ زندگی دے گا قیامت تک سیکھنے کی کوشش کریں گے بغیر نبی کے ادب کے بغیر نبی کی محبت کے ایک لفظ ایک حرف نہیں آئے گا جہنم میں پہنچ جائیں گے سی واٹ از رب ڈز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ کل سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا والیک المصیر تو اللہ نے کیا کیا اللہ نے جبرائیل علیہ السلام کو نازل کیا اللہ سینٹ جبرائیل علیہ السلام with the last two آیات of سورۃ البقرہ the آیات about which رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said if you recite them in the night اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی will guard you till the morning and if you recite them in the morning they will be sufficient for you for the whole day the آیات which when they came Jibreel as-salam descended with 70,000 angels. The ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which have so many fazail. What did Allah do with the words of his Nabi? Allah sent Jibreel, Jibreel Amin, alayhi salam, with his kalam. With whose kalam? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. And what was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam? آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير
ارے سمجھو اللہ کے پاس کوئی الفاظ کی کمی تھی کیا ضرورت پڑی اللہ کو کہ نبی کے الفاظ کو جیسے نبی کی زبان سے نکلے ویسے ہی اللہ کیوں استعمال کیے کیا ضرورت تھی اللہ کو دوسرے الفاظ نہیں تھے اللہ کے پاس اس آیت کو پڑھ کے دیکھی ارے عربی نہیں سمجھتے انگریزی میں پڑھتے قرآن عقل میں نہیں گھستا ہے عربی میں پڑھ کے دیکھو آمن الرسول بما انزل الیہ من ربی والمؤمنون کافی تھا اس کے آگے بولنے کوئی ضرورت ہی نہیں تھی کل آمن باللہ وملائکتہ ورسلہ وکتبہ ورسلہ لا نفرق بین احد من رسلہ کافی تھا وقالوا یہ کہتے ہیں کیوں بولا Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat the words of Muhammad رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم What was the need? There was no need. Just to say that the Nabi and the people with him have
faith that they have brought iman is enough. یہ تو نبی کا اکرام ہے, یہ تو نبی کے اعزازات ہیں, یہ تو نبی کا مقام ہمارے دلوں میں بیٹھانے کی ضرورت ہے, جو کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے انہی الفاظ کو اپنے الفاظ بنا کے اللہ نے دہرایا تاکہ قیامت تک وہ کلام نماز میں پڑھا جائے, اس کلام کی برکت کلام اللہ بن گیا. تو کیا بولا اللہ نے,
وقالوا سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير.
And what is the result of this kind of obedience?
سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير.
What is the result of this obedience? اللہ نے تسلی دی, اللہ نے دعا کا طریقہ سکھایا.
لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت.
اللہ نے کہا تم کو اس سے زیادہ تکلیف نہیں دی جائے گی جتنے کی تم برداشت نہیں کر سکو. تسلی دی اللہ نے, دعا کا طریقہ اللہ نے سکھایا.
لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
What is the result of obedience? Allah taught us how to make dua. اللہ ٹاٹ دا صحابہ ہاؤ ٹو میک دعا. ارے آیات تو ہم پڑھتے ہیں, آئے کس کے لیے, خطاب عین کس کا, کس کا کس کی, کس کو خطاب کیا گیا اس وقت. سمعنا واطعنا. مائی برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, پلیز انڈرسٹینڈ ویری کلیئرلی. I began with the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُظِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah will make firm the believers in this life and in the hereafter by means of the kalima tayyiba and by means of iman, and he will humiliate the people who make zulm. There is no bigger zulm than to be disrespectful of Rasulullah. There is no bigger zulm than to deny the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no bigger zulm than to raise your voice over the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Suratul Hujurat. Allah said, Tahbata amaluhum. Allah said, I will wipe out their deeds. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they will not even be aware of that. There is no bigger zulm than that, because that's a zulm on Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send this Quran for us to interpret it according to our whims and fancies, reading it in languages, not even in the language in which it was revealed. Allah sent this book on His Nabi. The Quran was not revealed on your head or my head. The Quran was revealed on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahibul Kitab is Rasulullah, not you and me. Ahlul Quran is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not you and me. Allah sent the Quran on him. He taught him the book. He sent him to teach us the book. And the name of that teaching is Al-Ahadithun Nabawiyyah. I want to close by warning and admonishing myself and you. If you are interested in your own welfare, in this dunya and in the akhirah, don't exceed your limits. Don't go into areas where you have no knowledge. You want to learn, go to the people of knowledge and ask them to teach you. If you don't want to learn, if you are too lazy, at least follow somebody who has knowledge. And by that I don't mean you and your uncle, I mean the a'imma of this deen. I mean the sahaba, I mean the tabi'in, I mean the imams of this deen. Follow them, even if you don't understand. That is not the desired situation, but if you are too lazy to learn, what can I do? And if you have some energy, learn. So that when the Malakul Maut comes before us, and Allah has told us that He will come to everyone. When Malakul Maut comes before us, then He will come with the Bashara of Jannah, inshallah. Because imagine the tragedy of the person who lived his life thinking that he is one of the people of the Quran, Ahlul Quran. And when Malakul Maut comes, he will realize that he was Ahlul Shaitan. He was the people of Shaitan. He was not Ahlul Quran. What is he going to do then? Because there is no time for action, there is no time for tawbah at that time. So let us make tawbah now. And let us advise those of our friends and relatives who are going on the wrong path to make tawbah now. If you are genuinely interested in them, go and warn them and beg them and plead with them and fall at their feet. And if they still don't listen to you, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you and me to do in the Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave them. Because if you do not leave them, then you are one of them. Let us make this very clear. It is then incumbent upon us to warn everyone about such people and to reject such people in every part of our life. Social life, professional life, every part of our life. We have no dealings with them. We do not go to their house. We do not invite them to our house. If they come uninvited, we shut the door in their face. We do not marry into their family. They do not marry into our family. We completely and totally reject them because they have rejected Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that makes them kuffar. May Allah protect us from being counted among those people who are disrespectful of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We declare and we make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala the witness that we accept Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we accept his nubuwat, that we accept his risalat, that we accept his teachings, that we accept his ahadith, and that we accept his guidance in every aspect of our life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to follow this guidance, because khairul hadithi kitab Allah, wa khairul hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sharrul umuri muhdathatuha, wa kullu muhdathatin bid'a, wa kullu bid'atin dalala, wa kullu dalalatin finnar, aw kama qala alayhim as-salatu والسلام. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Quickly for sunnah and then we will do the Jumu'ah inshallah.